Good afternoon. My name is Tom Bartlett, and I work for John Deere in the product engineering and cotton division. I'm going to talk today, over the next 8 to 10 minutes, about the model year 107460 cotton stripper. And in particular, I'll be discussing the value enhancement, the productivity increase, and control improvements. Now, the reason for this model year 10 cotton stripper, give you some background, is we had to meet Tier 3 EPA regulations. So when we had to meet that regulation, we decided to look at other changes that could be beneficial to the farmer. Some of the value enhancements we're going to discuss today: engine enhancements, hydrostatic acceleration, dual trash chute, cab comfort and controls, air filter service interval, we changed the screen area, and there's a camera option. Let's discuss engine upgrades first. As I said before, we had to meet EPA Tier 3 regulations, and so that was a primary driver on the engine change. While we did that, we increased the engine horsepower by approximately 10% from 173 horsepower to 190 horsepower. With that, we also changed the high idle from 2400 RPM to 2450. This is going to give you a little faster fan speed and a little faster cleaner speed. We also added an isochronous governing curve. Now, what that means in layman's terms is at 2450, our high idle, our engine is going to stay at 2450 on loading that engine up. It's going to stay almost exactly 2450. So that gives you a more consistent engine speed, obviously, fan speed, cleaner speed. It gives you more constant airflow too, especially in your separation duct. This is important to keep material flowing through there rather than clogging. And it's going to give you an aggressive vehicle response. It's going to give you that aggressive feel. We also added a dual trash chute, like I mentioned. You can see here the windrow from the left-hand trash chute. Well, the point of adding a right-hand one was to give you better distribution of your birds, so you don't get a big windrow on one side. On our hydrostatic acceleration, we improved the acceleration by approximately 12%. What that means is going to or from your bull buggy or module builder, you're going to be able to get there faster, so increasing your productivity. And also, it improves your field and road transport versatility as well. Okay, we'll talk about productivity increases now. We're going to go over improved acceleration, header speed maintained, and the way that we're going to maintain our header speed is the isochronous governing curve. That engine doesn't drag down anymore. On a typical engine, it does. Our fan speed is maintained, again, going back to better material flow through your separation duct. And a cleaner speed is maintained too, giving you more productivity through your cleaner. And at the end of the field, you get a better or a quicker turnaround through hydrostatic acceleration. We're going to talk about some cab control value enhancements as well. You can see here the height sense controls. The height sense controls used to be on the steering column on a 7460. We moved them to the right-hand side for more ergonomic feel to the console. We added a tri-state throttle right here. And what that means is you now have three options on your throttle. You can go low idle, 900 RPM, mid idle, which is 1800 RPM, or high idle, 2450. And with the high idle, we can also turn the idle down to 2250 RPM. That benefits the farmer who's in a low yield condition and wants to turn the fan speed down. We also added header float. Header float is right here. What that is it's common with, very similar to a combine header float. So as you're tracking through the field, you're going over rough conditions, your header gets a little isolation. So it's a little softer feel, gives the farmer a little better feel in the cab. That also adds to the quicker turnaround at the end of the row. We also change our air filter on the stripper. And the reason we did that is the Tier 3 engine required more air capacity. And so when we did this, we improved the service to the air filter. So now it's just on the left-hand side of the engine, easy access to change if you need to. And we also routed it on the cool side of the engine rather than where the exhaust goes on the warm side of the engine, giving you a cooler air intake. Like I said before, we added an optional camera system. And this camera comes with a cab-mounted display. And two cameras are provided with a cab-mounted display. Locations are determined by the customer, but we've seen in the past, we've seen customers put them in the basket and on the rear of the machine. There is a third camera attachment point, so if there is another place, maybe checking your separation duct, there is availability for another camera as well. The benefits from inside the basket that we've seen so far from our field testing are being able to view the location of the vanes and reducing the cotton loss, because you can control your vane location and control your dumping now into your module builder or your bull buggy. And it's a second gauge of the basket fill. So once your basket alarm goes off, you can look in there and see your compactor augers and see if you can fit a little more in there. We've had a real good review of this from our customers who've tried it out, and because we have seen such a good review, we made it, you can put it on a 7460 current production. In summary, talked about productivity, value, and control improvements. On the productivity, we estimate, or our customers estimate, anywhere from 15 to 40% increase in productivity. Our isochronous governing curve was a big factor in this. It does not drag down as the vehicle is operating through the field. Our added horsepower, approximately 10%, and about 12% hydrostatic improvement. We talked about value. Our air filter access improvement, camera kit option, header float option, and dual trash chute. And we talked about control improvements with the header height relocation, tri-state throttle, and adjustable high idle. I do have a couple minutes left. I could take a couple questions. The question was, are we going to have a header float kit available for retrofit? And the answer to that is we don't currently have any plans to have the header float kit available.
Why did they not change the 7460 number?
To be frank with you, it's, I don't know. we did discuss it. We didn't feel it was a big enough change when we discussed it. Well, we're always looking for the future. Let's just put it that way. Changes are always coming.
Has there been any talk about reversing fans to lower our air screen or side screen? That screen system you got on the back, I don't know who thought that idea up.
The question was, has there been any thought to reversing the engine fan and blowing the side screens off? No, we have thought about that. We don't have any plans to implement that. Now, with this change, it's very difficult to see, but on top of the basket, we do recognize that there is, it takes a lot to clean these things, or you clean them frequently in a cotton field with a lint and the dirt buildup. On the top of the basket, we have added two more screens, and we've added a screen clean brush. That's for easier cleaning. Okay, if there are any further questions, please stop by the John Deere booth and we can get them answered. Thank you.